My instinct is the nose of my mind. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. My instinct is the nose of my mind. I take my dog Rex for a walk, and as I take him for a walk, especially on fresh mornings where there's been a rain in the morning just before we go, somehow the rain brings out all of the scents that other dogs have left passing by, or rabbits, or whatever, coyotes, who knows what's been by there, or people even. And he has to linger on smelling certain scents until he gets it complete. Now, if I'm patient, I will realize this is library time and that he is reading the books of the activities that have gone on relative to that bush or that branch or whatever he's smelling. And he is doing his research. And so I should give him a little more time. He certainly is straining at the leash to get every last little snifter out. And I would think, as he's choking himself, he would not be able to smell too well. But he smells just perfect. And he doesn't choke himself because he's built a very strong neck muscle, which gives him a lot of strain. My instinct is the nose of my mind. Now, our mind knows all things that we want to know. Our mind is the open sesame of all knowledge. Our mind is the belief of it. Now, unfortunately, this case exists among too many of us. I say, do you know something? And your answer is no. Do you know these particular details? And you say no. Do you know that? Do you know this? Do you know that? Now, illustration, you're going to learn how to play the piano. And when you start playing the piano, you believe you don't know how to play the piano. Now, what did our friend in Switzerland write in his book about God?
If you are not God now, you will never be. Because there's the saying, one day you will be like God.
The saying is, one day you will be like God. If you are not like God now, or if you are not in the awareness of being like God now, you will never be later. Okay, if we do not know now all knowledge, we will not know it later. But we do know all knowledge now. Okay, how are you going to practice being God? If we're not now God, we never will be. So if we are God now, let's demonstrate it now too. How do we practice being God? Well, first we have to define for ourselves what we think God is. Could God hurt another person? Could God take from another person? Could God be unkind to another person? Could God limit itself in any way? Does God need money? Does God need houses, clothing? Does God need friendships, relationships, food? Does God need breath, air to breathe, water to drink? Does God need anything? God is everything. Okay? So, since God is everything, and we think that we are God, then we have everything. Okay? Now, that's just the surface. That's just here on earth. We haven't even gone into the absolute concept. That's a lot of fun. But think about it. You're going to be God. Okay? Let's start out with one of the things that we say God is. God, we say, is all knowledge. Of course, we played with that the other day. But all knowingness. So, I want you to tell me every bit of knowledge that ever existed, ever will exist, or ever does exist right now. I want you to tell it to me right now. Well, you can't do that, of course. But what you can do is whenever you need to know anything, you draw it out of your mind. Ellen, how do you spell can't? Quick. Can't.
C-A-N. Apostrophe T.
Now, how did you know that? How did you know that? Did you steal that from somebody?
No.
How did you know that?
I know that.
Right, Ellen, how do you spell one?
O-N-E.
How do you spell God?
Z-O-D.
How do you spell Herb?
H-E-R-B.
Now, here you are thinking about Herb, how to spell it, God, how to spell it, and can't, how to spell it, and so forth. You're in so many diverse fields, but spell God, Herb, and can't at the same time. Well, you can't. You cannot spell them at the same time because you can only have one concept in your mind at an instant. But the concept is in your mind for the very quickest flash of an instant. It doesn't have to be there a long time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if I say to you, what's the population of Moscow today, excluding all the suburbs and all of the satellite communities that are around it, what's the population of Moscow today, right now? What would you say it to be? Come on, right off the top of your head. Come on. Don't think. Ellen? Don't think. Okay, that's you blew it. Now, you just say what comes off the top of your mind. Your nose is, rather, your instinct is the nose of the mind. When are you going to start practicing, utilizing that instinct? Now, Ellen, I don't want you to drive the car because you don't know how to drive the car. You say, oh, yes, I do. You have never driven it, but I know how. Okay, Ellen, go drive the car. So you go out there and you say, I know how to drive the car. And you get in and you drive it. Now, you may be a jerk about it. You know, you may be bouncing back and forth. You may be doing all sorts of silly things. But you're driving the car. Now, can you become an exquisite car driver? Can you become a miserable car driver? You can have either way, but that's not the point. Can you drive the car? So, you do know how. Now, Ellen, can you take someone's appendix out if it needs to be done?
Yes.
That's a good answer. Ellen, can you do an eye operation on a dog to help him be able to see better?
Yes.
This is cool, yeah. But Ellen, think of these things. Think of these things. Ellen, if you loved your dog, and you don't, if you loved your dog and your dog needed one of your eyes, would you be willing to give your dog one of your eyes? Yeah. There's only so far that her love can go. But you see, Ellen, if you are God, and if you are all knowledge, and if you are all wisdom and all whatever, you would merely say, yes, I would, but I don't have to, because I know that his eye is whole and perfect now. But you say, you got to know that instantly. You can't wait 10 minutes, and you can't wait 10 years, because it doesn't help with him. Instantly. And this is why practicing, to letting the instinct be the nose of our mind, that is aware of what's going on, it senses these things, it knows. What is instinct? Instinct is the ability to do it. It's the ability, as they said in the show the other night, of taking care of their young when they never had an opportunity to do it before. Here a dog doesn't go to dog school to learn how to take care, doesn't go to mommy school, and the dog is taken from its mommy at about 6 to 8 weeks old, you know. And I mean, it didn't learn anything. All it learned was, where's my nipple? Where's my food? Where's anything, you know? And, when did it learn how to do this thing? Instinct told it. It had this built-in volume of how to do things, which is universal in size. And the dog just knows. The dog just knows. Now, why was Lassie having trouble having babies the other night? Because Lassie was putting herself in the way. You see, the mother said, Lassie's never done this before. The grandpa said, oh, it'll probably be okay, probably, you know, but it'll be a tough one, but that's too bad. And the boy said, no, I want it to be easy. And you see, there were three divergent thoughts, each fighting for attention with Lassie. And Lassie's laying there and saying,
Which one I take?
How do dogs have babies ordinarily? Puppies. Boop, 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 pop, 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 pop. How do cows have calves? Alone out in the pasture. How do any creation have creation? Now, why do humans have so much difficulty? Because they think they should. Because they've been taught they should. Because they see it in movies. They see, this is the knowledge that they have, and they're merely proving that the knowledge they have goes along with the fact that they have. Now, do you know many women who've had easy births? You started to shake your head, yes, but you stopped. Yeah. So, you see, what I'm saying to you is, the instinct is there to do all these things so simply and so beautifully. We know. We have the nose that senses these things out in the mind. But we have short-circuited it. See, here's the mind, if I can say that, and here's the instinct, and then here's the nose that senses it out. Okay, now, then along comes Mama, who says, I had 5 children, and each one was worse than the other. It was so painful. Oh, it was so terrible. You know, and planting that seed in there. So that seed is between the instinct and the utilization. And so when it's time for Mommy to have a baby, then Mommy gets all upset.
Yeah. It's written in the Bible.
Oh, and also written in the Bible, yeah. It's written in the Bible that you shall bear children with pain and suffering, you know. And so, I mean, what the heck, if the Bible says that, we sure should do it. Because we're very good people. Now, why are some people not doing it? Why are some people not cooperating with the good book? Where it says, you shall bear with suffering. Well, you see, these things are planted seeds in our consciousness that take us away from our divine reality. We have here, instinct is the nose of the mind. Instinct is the nose of the mind. We are sensitive to what is right for us to do, sensitive to what we should do, and we do it. Are you going to do that? Mm-hmm. Are you going to use your instinct without any of the additional thoughts that might come along about it?
Yes.
What is the instinct of an animal? To have a baby and to have a baby and have no problem, right? All right?
Exactly.
If they have a problem, they die. But they don't have problems. How many animals die in childbirth? Almost none. How many women die in childbirth?
None.
Far more than are necessary. But it's basically because they've had the fear of it. This is, if the child can develop in the womb in a harmonious way and then be ready to come out, then there should be nothing that would keep it from coming out in its proper way, except our thought. And what does our thought do? Our thought closes the sphincter muscle, makes the muscle so it's not relaxed and easy. What did the doctor do to Lassie in the movie the other night?
Gave relaxation.
A relaxation injection so that she would stop trying not to let those babies come out because she was taught that she shouldn't do that. And so as soon as she was relaxed, the babies just came right out with no problem, nothing to worry about. Did the doctor want to stay around to deliver?
Uh-uh.
Did the mother and son want to stay around to deliver? They wanted to be helpful, but not deliver. But she delivered herself. Now, really, when you stop and think about it, your instinct is the guiding principle in your life to take you into all successes, into all happiness, into all the fulfillment of anything that you want to have. Now, when are you going to start applying it intelligently? When are you going to apply it by saying, it is done, it is done, it is done? When are you going to apply it by saying, it is now done? When are you going to apply it by doing that?
Now.
Now is the time. So let's begin doing that. Let's begin doing that. We're applying it now, and we're saying that it's done. And we know that my instinct is the nose of my mind. and it works perfectly every time. Have a lovely day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you.